Mental Health Awareness Month, y'all. Go do something for your mental health or help somebody. Yes, Dr. Faye.
Guess what? It's also Masturbation Month.
What?
I didn't know such thing existed. Like, really? Oh, well, we were just talking about that. So there you go.
Really?
There's a little nugget for you.
That'll help your mental health in a whole bunch of ways. Masturbation Month.
Yes.
And Mental Health Awareness Month. You can't beat it. There's a connection. There's a connection.
M squared. Yeah.
That and a lot more coming up on Rolanda on Demand. That was a perfect commercial.
It's road time.
Welcome to Rolanda on Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with celebrity interviews and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda on Demand.
Dr. Faith Brown, these are tough talks that we have to have, especially during these tough times. But mental health is so important. And I just, you know, we're all learning how much we keep it under the covers and under the rug.
Yeah.
Learning how to get over stigmas, but now is the time to talk about it. What are you seeing? How are we dealing? Have we coped with this pandemic and all the stuff that's come with it?
Yeah. Thank you so much, first of all, for hosting this and this being Mental Health Awareness Month. Thank you so much. And how apropos, given everything that we've been through since March 2020, and for some, even before then, they just didn't know it. You know, how are we doing? How are we doing? On a scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably say we're at a 6.5, somewhere around there. So we're doing okay, but there are instances that are really not well. You know, there are areas where we're not well. And I say that we are sick because we are getting up and we're moving, right? We're getting up and we're moving. So that's half the battle. So we're over 5. But we know that during this pandemic, we know that divorce rates have been up, domestic violence has been up, violence against all races has been up, child suicide has been up, you name it. It's been present. Opioid addiction is up. And because we've been sheltered in place, a lot has been uncovered. You know, parents are having to relate to children differently, and they've discovered that I may not know my child as well as I thought I knew my child. Mm-hmm. Teenagers are very good at hiding how they feel because for the most part, they become people pleasers. Along the way, they want to please mom, they want to please dad, they want to please everyone. So those things that are not socially acceptable, they tend not to talk about because mom or dad will be disappointed. So they tend not to know that they may present one way and go into their rooms and be totally different, different people. And spouses or partners who are living in these tight spaces, you know, we get up and we see one another at 8 o'clock in the morning, we go our separate ways, we're apart for 8 hours, we come back, we have something to talk about. But now we're together 24 hours a day. And for some, and that's not working out too well. Right. You know,
I spoke with somebody and they were talking about, this was when we were more, you know, couldn't go anywhere. But here he was running this huge business, sitting at his kitchen table. His 3 kids were on the other side of the table. His wife was in the little alcove off the kitchen. I was like, oh my God, he must be going freaking nuts. You know, here's a guy who has a big office in the Empire State Building or something, you know? And here, I mean, but these adjustments, there's so many adjustments that we have to make. You know, many of us have been talking about what does success mean today? Because success is coming in different arenas and it's making you wonder, do I still have my feet solidly on the ground? And also just being, you know, when you don't have the big house on the hill and the car and getting your nails done every day, what kind of effect does that have on you? Are you really okay?
I know, because success looks really different. Success then looks like, can I just get up and get my clothes on, get my makeup on, and get to the
Can I make it to the Zoom in the next room?
Yes, and have a little quiet in the process. That, you know, yeah. That's what it looks like. And let me just say, like, because of these things, we get to see really how we're coping. We're coping, like, how strong are we really? We can do it when we're expected to do it. We're expected to be with people during the weekend, right? So we're coping. But when we've been expected to do it 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day, and these people are in my space and I'm negotiating personal and professional, oh my God, oh my God, you know? So no. So success now looks like, can I just get up and get dressed and get to this meeting without, you know, going overboard and going off on someone in the process? That's success.
Right. Well, you know, what I like is that when you deal with psychology, you deal a lot with the psychology in the workplace as well. And so, you know, it's a lot of, I wonder, even, you know, there's some people who are going to be like, oh my God, I really love being at home. And there are people who are like, my goodness, get me up from this kitchen table and get me back to an office.
Sure.
But so many of us have gone through such major changes on so many levels, financially, relationship, work-wise, that so much of us has changed that even when you get back with your so-called unit or network or family outside of the family, there are going to be some major shifts there that are going to be part of the new dynamic, let me just say.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think there will be a great many of corporations that decide that they are not going to call their people back 100% because they found that they are equally, if not more productive being away from the office. And of course that saves the company money. And then there will be those, as you stated, that will go back into the workforce and it will be a new dynamic. And so, I think some people will ease into that, you know, with relative ease. And there will be some that will find it challenging because on top of all of that, there's been not only loss in the personal and professional space, you know, someone who was in that space when they left may not be in that space upon return, right? And so, you know, we're dealing with almost like picking up life where we left off in a sense. And there could be some grief actually associated with that. I would urge every employer, encourage them that this is the time to really cultivate relationships in the ranks. We have found, and we know this for sure, that your greatest asset are your people, is your personnel. Investment in cultivating relationships, real relationships with your people, not making a standard cookie cutter, I guess, mechanism of action or policy across the board for it to work for everyone. Actually have conversations, communicate. Don't just walk by, you know, a row of 10 people just because I'm VP and not say anything. Mm-hmm. Take the time to ask Marsha, how's the dog? You know, Marsha, how are the kids doing? And have a real exchange there because it's relationships that's going to get us through to the next level. If we've been powerful at home, connecting virtually, how much more powerful will we be when we are in person, but having true connection?
That's right. And that's where that empathy comes in. And that's Absolutely. Also where that connection comes in because, you know, as frivolous as it sounds, I can remember when everybody in the United States or everybody in the world had one thing in common. We all had one birthday under COVID.
Yes.
You know, and if nothing else, it brought us like, that was an aha moment that kind of connected us. So this is a conversation that can connect. It's also something that reminds us that we have no idea what people are dealing with before they get to the office or before they get to church or synagogue or temple, or before we meet them out for a coffee. We don't know what people are dealing with. And we are seeing some increases in the breakups you talked about, the addictions we've talked about, and that would only make sense. You said that even Zooming, I mean, you know, we have to adjust what we are calling the new norm or what there is no norm or the new paradigms of things. But even though the back-to-back Zooming has an effect on mental health as well.
It does. We are completely burned out on Zoom, completely burned out because what companies tend to do is to schedule meetings.
The burnout factor. That's what I want to talk about. The burnout factor. Yeah.
Right. They typically schedule meetings as they would in the office. And sometimes we could rotate out of one office directly into the conference room for the next meeting and back to another office. And it's not that way when we're in the virtual space. As a matter of fact, talking about the preservation of personnel, your greatest asset, you really want to make sure that everyone is getting up and actively moving every 50 minutes, 5-0. Every 50 minutes, you want to make sure that happens. And that not only helps the individual, but it helps them to be more productive when they come back to you for the next meeting. It's imperative that we get the blood flowing, that we get energy, you know, to that part of our brain. So make sure that you remember the humanity factor. Remember that these are human beings, right? And one of the most validating things we can do is to give someone permission to be human and not robotic, right? We do expect more than a bathroom break. We expect
right, and your butt, yes. You get fanny fatigue. Yes. That's just, or you're gonna, and then that sciatica thing's gonna kick in, and then. But they say that sitting is the new smoking, so you got to get up and move. And then also, they say another way to battle depression is get out in nature, even if it's just for a few minutes to take a deep breath or something. So yeah, those kind of things.
You absolutely have to. You absolutely have to. And we're talking about, you know, a few things that people can do. But I also want to add this, if you will, is that it is vitally important that we call people by name. Let's validate their being. Mm-hmm. Validate their humanity. You'd mentioned empathy and compassion. And one of the most loving and kind things you can do is to call one by name. That means you see me, you recognize me, right? And that in and of itself is validating. And then following up with a heartfelt question or even comment would go a long ways.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah. Towards meeting goals. Yeah.
Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
They are saying this is a major public health issue that's facing American children. How we use all of this technology around us, not as babysitters, not an electronic babysitter, but how we interact with our kids while they're interacting with the media. I mean, gosh, I've been in TV, radio now, and we get blamed for everything, don't we? But it's like saying the refrigerator made me fat. You can't do that.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
Hey, I just want to say how much I appreciate it that you're listening to my podcast. I know there's so much you could be doing right now, and you have chosen to hang out with me and Dr. Faith, and we certainly do appreciate that. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and go back in the archives and enjoy some of my shows I've done earlier in the season, and just download a bunch of them and enjoy. You know, that's like our rating, so download. Please leave a review and a rating. That would be great also. And follow me every day of the week at Rolanda Watts, RolondaWatts, at Rolanda Watts. For those of you interested in voice acting, my voice acting masterclass starts up again for the summer session. If you're interested, go to Rolanda.com. Find out the details and set up a discovery call with me. If you've always wondered what you could do, what you could be, how you could sound, well, you'll never know unless you try. So come on and join my masterclass and let's get you started. Let's get that voice working. Mother's Day and other holidays are coming up. Dad's Day too. And what better gift could you give than a cameo by Rolanda? Yeah, you know how your folks used to watch my talk show, and they've watched me acting, and they love the podcast. So let me do a cameo and wish them a very happy Mother's Day, a happy Father's Day, a happy birthday, anything happy. Just let me help you out. Send a great message. Go to cameo.com/RolandaWatts. cameo.com/RolandaWatts. And let's get that message off to somebody special just for you.
Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
And I was doing a book signing years ago, and some guy says, David, two words changed my life. And I said, and God was speaking to me because I am rather obtuse at times. I said, be happy. What? Three words. Be happy now.
Be happy now. Be happy now.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
How do you advise your clients and any of us to deal with the anxiety that's coming with this whole thing? Now, you know, we've gotten through the toughest parts. We're still in it, though. But as we slowly but surely come out, you know, there are going to be some shocking moments. There's going to be this major adjustment. We got to look at our money situation. Our kids may not be socializing as well as we thought. How do we deal with that when you're looking at your bank account, you're looking at your nutty kid, you're looking at your, you know, and you're going like, how can I not be depressed? How can I not want to jump out a window right now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So at the core of all of this is control, right? So anxiety typically sets in out of fear, and fear out of lack of control, feeling out of control of a situation. The one thing that I would advise is to just look up and ask yourself if the sky is falling. It may feel like it, but is the sky falling? If the sky is not falling, let's breathe.
Right.
I would advise a breathing exercise, because that takes us out of the survival mode of our brain. Because when we're under anxiety attack, we're like in survival mode. We're just trying to breathe, right? You know, trying to keep our head above water. Gasping. So just slow down your heart rate. So take a deep breath in. Hold, yes, and then let it out. And as you let it out, your body will begin to calm. And when you do, believe it or not, there is actually a physiological component or biological component, Rolanda, where we can actually get to a different part of the brain. We can get to thinking then about, one, not jumping out the window. Number two, how can I get more money in here? You know, we can then think very constructively about how to deal with these things. But as long as we're in defense mode or survival mode, we then block every opportunity to do that. So just breathe. Breathe, folks, breathe. Well, and know that you're not going to control everything, right? You're not going to control everything. And just as we had this pandemic, something else is going to come. So just know we're not going to control it. Expect the unexpected coming out of this. We're not going to control it. If the sky is not falling, breathe.
Right, you still have a chance to run. I'm totally with you on that. Nothing's going to eat you up. Remember that today was the day you were worried about last year, and you're still here.
Right.
You're fine.
That's right.
But I do like that you know, if all the news is depressing you, turn it off. If there's a friend who's bringing you down, get off the phone with them. You know, there are things that we do have control over, and that helps our mental health too. Anything else that you would say from what you're observing or anything that you would advise us to do just to keep our wits about us in this time? I think a lot of us are doing better than we probably thought we would.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's when we tend to focus on ourselves in a negative way that things begin to go sideways. But if we think of taking care of ourselves, so there are a few things that I'd just like to mention. One of them is to engage a routine. Engage a routine. The body, the mind loves routine. So have some kind of practice for ourselves in the morning. So if that means getting up 30 minutes to an hour earlier so that you have that time to yourself, it's imperative that we're able to take care of ourselves before we try to take care of anyone else, right? Because we can't pour from an empty glass. We have to fill ourselves with what we need before we can begin to take care of someone else. So routine is important. Whatever that
is. Like
a
morning routine, like prayer, breathing, yoga, something that's sacred for the morning. I hear so many people talk about that. Like that is so important to them. So yeah.
It is. And once you get into the routine, it's hard to get out of it. You then crave that time to yourself, private time when everything is quiet.
You can journal.
That's right. How about just have a cup of tea and looking out at nature? Taking a walk in nature with a cup of tea. It doesn't have to be anything extraneous. It just needs to be some time that you have with yourself, just you, to gather your thoughts, to compose yourself, to say, yeah, I do have, you know, three or four things I really want to get done today. And this is how I'm going to approach that. So routine is important, a morning routine. Secondly, eat well. Eat well. If we've learned one thing, is that our diet can make us strong or can make us vulnerable, right? The stronger our bodies are, the stronger our immune system is, we're in better shape to fight whatever comes our way. So let's make sure that we give our bodies the fuel it needs. I know that we have the tendency to reach for comfort food. I'm a chips person. Give me a bag of potato chips any given day. But I have to remember that if I am not giving it what it needs, then I'm also denying myself an opportunity to fight another day, right?
Well,
I'm distracted from that.
Didn't we quickly learn during COVID that your health is your wealth? Because if you didn't have your health, that was it.
Absolutely. You didn't have anything to fight with.
And a lot of us reinvented the way that we're eating because we knew our immune systems may be compromised just in our old habits.
Absolutely. And here's just a general rule of thumb. If it's white, leave it where it is. If it's white, it's not all right. We want to reach for the green and all the colors. Green and all the colors.
Red,
green
and yellows, all the oranges,
absolutely.
Purple.
Absolutely. Yeah. And eating the whole food. If we want vitamin C, instead of reaching for orange juice, reach for the orange. Right. If we want an apple or we have that taste, reach for the apple, not the apple juice. So we just want to give ourselves a fighting chance. So having a great diet or meal plan in place would be good. And I would encourage everyone to get at least 30 minutes of exercise in a day, whether that's walking. Yeah. Whether that's walking or, you know, cardio or weights or Pilates or yoga. Because again, that's about sending the body, giving it endorphins and dopamine and everything that it needs to feel good. We want to feel good, right? About ourselves. And as you stated, you talk about packing on the pounds during COVID, man, you know?
They said 40% of women put on weight. We all put on weight.
I don't think it was just women because I saw Will Smith posting about his dad bod giving men a challenge. So
I know. And you know what? And I'm going to stop saying this, but I get really challenged on the 30 minutes of exercise and I know better. You know, I'm lucky that I have things are under control, but still it's good for your heart. It's good for the tone.
And
balance, stuff like that, just little things as you get older, you know? And what you're saying, it makes you feel good too, the endorphins. And if I'm getting back into dating, I got to have it tight.
Let me tell you, girl. You know, and you want him to have it tight too.
Because
here's what's good for your mental health. And because I tell men this, whatever it is you're looking for in your girl, she's looking for that in you. So listen, don't get it twisted at all. Whatever it is, if you don't want her having love handles, check it. She don't want you having it either. So all of us, because, which brings us to the other point, which is, can we get sex as a part of the routine? Can we put that on the list?
Whether remember that? Okay. Remember sex?
Listen, it is so good for us.
My dog even agrees.
That's right.
But I agree with you. Sex should be part of mental health.
Let's put it, how about it is part of mental health? It needs to be at the top of the list. It's the chemical exchange. The power of healing is, the power of touch is so healing. It's engagement. It's all of that. You know, God knew what he was doing. You know, he knew what he was doing. He could have multiplied the earth and made everybody else the way he made Adam. That could have happened. No. We're going to make this good and irresistible. And there's something about that chemical exchange that brings about the endorphins and the oxytocin, all of that, that keeps us bonding. We weren't meant to be alone, Rolanda. We are social creatures. We were never meant to be alone. The power of touch is healing. There have been studies done, you know, you may have remembered this, the Rhesus monkeys, that, you know, they had one group, two groups of monkeys, they were feeding them. One had a wire mom that they were feeding and she had no towel. The other had a towel wrapped around her and was feeding. The one with the towel, the monkeys that were nursed from the towel mannequin, they lived. The ones that were fed from the wire mannequin died. So the power of touch. We've had orphans, actual human orphans, you know, kids who were fed from being held, others who were not held, the ones that were not held didn't thrive. So there is something to the power of touch. So anytime we can get it in, again, whether it's with a partner or if you're loving yourself, do whatever you have to do. Get it on the list until you get your breakthrough, you know? So,
I think on that note, a lot of people are going to be signing up for the dating sites again and getting back out there, getting their swerve on. That is so important. Anything else that you would tell us? I mean, these are great tips. These are things that, I mean, let me just ask you this. How do you know when, you know, just your regular depression has gone too far? I mean, I will admit there are times when I have listened to so much BLM and then somebody else dies and then, you know, all the COVID stuff. It's just so much. And I can remember times I'd just go put my head under the covers and go to bed at 4 o'clock, just call it day off, just mental health day. But how do you know that? That's just the way I cope. I give myself a minute, then I get over it. But how do you know when it's time to go get help?
Right. And I think that's, you know, you make a great distinction, right? We can have a bad day. And I think we should all give ourselves grace. You know that it is a problem, whether it is in the realm of depression, anxiety, or addiction, when it begins to interfere with our routine or our productivity. Mm-hmm. That's so just a common rule, you know, just a rule of thumb. When it begins to interfere with our productivity or our routine, then it's a problem. So we may go to bed for a week, right? And we're not going to feel that. But if we go to bed for 3 weeks, we're going to feel that.
Oh my goodness.
We're going to sense that. Right. We're in a dark place then, you know. We may have a glass of wine, you know, every night. And that's okay. But by the time it becomes three glasses and I can't get up the next day, and then it's three glasses and I can't get up the next day, right? It begins to interfere with the routine or my productivity. And then we know it's a problem.
Right.
It's a problem. Yeah. So for very-
Please don't take that one glass of wine away.
Right. No. One glass is pretty good.
You're right. That one glass takes that edge off.
There you go. And there are some folks who have tolerance for even two. The problem is when it begins to be a problem, when you're no longer productive, right? And when, you know, it interferes with your routine, people say, well, we have functional alcoholics. Yeah, you do. But there comes a moment when that functional alcoholic is no longer functional and it begins to interfere, you know, with, you know, their normal routine or productivity. So,
may not be an alcoholic, but you got alcohol problems.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And a lot of folks have to watch that addiction part that, you know, at the extreme, we have so many parents dealing with the opioid situation and adults as well, but also just in terms of your own self-awareness, are you moving to the three glasses of wine at night as opposed to the one you used to have before COVID? I mean, you know, just checking in with yourself to see. What about when you notice that somebody you care about is kind of losing it a little bit? I mean, whatever, you know, we've all seen odd behavior in a friend, but when do you say it's time for you to go see somebody?
Again, when you know it's weird, when you know that it's offered just a little too much, offer to have lunch, you know, even if it's a Zoom lunch or whatever it is, offer to have it, right? And then see how they're coping and have it. If it's a real friend, then I think that friend will receive it in the spirit in which you give it, you know, and say, I've just noticed this, you know, how are you doing? And have you checked in with yourself? Awareness, you bring up awareness. Awareness is key. That's the beginning of everything. If we're not aware of what we're doing, we can't begin to make change. So you mentioned how, you know, checking in with yourself, journaling is a great way to do that. You know, if I'm having a glass of wine while I'm journaling, I should say having a glass of wine, you know, while, you know, at 8:30 at night, right? Because somewhere then I need to know, two glasses of wine.
Yeah, I was under the influence when I wrote this.
right. Three glasses of wine. I find, you know, and then you're seeing the progression, you know, of how you're coping or dealing with something or not, right? Dealing with it or not, you know, in a non-productive way. So yeah. You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Well,
remember to keep ourselves. keep ourselves on the list. Keep ourselves on the list.
Absolutely. And you know, it doesn't, we're so much into the texting thing that it doesn't hurt to pick up the phone and call a friend every once in a while, just to make sure, you know, that people are okay. Just touching base with you. You
know, let's do that. Texting, a phone call right now, the voice is so important. Mm-hmm. You know, the voice is validating it, and we're not, listen, we have time at home. Why not pick up the phone and call?
I know.
Right?
It's like, why don't you go? You know, and I started feeling weird about calling people because people just don't talk on the phone the way they used to.
Right.
But then after a couple of friends who said, oh, I really love hearing from you. And I say, I'm really branching out here because I don't call a lot. It made us both feel good. And we both promised that we would do that a bit more, especially as we're getting older and we're single people. And you know, some of us need to check in.
It's because we all bought into that hustle that they try to sell us. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That we're so busy. We, you know, let's just text. You're disrupting me, you're interrupting me, and I'm going to.
Right. Like busy is success. Busy was success. Remember?
Busy is Vogue. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I tell you.
I can't tell you the number of investment bankers that were in my office just trying to keep their head above water at 7 a.m. because they were spending the time of the office until 9 p.m. because they had kids in private school, just over leveraged, right? Kids in private school, the $5 million home, the Bentley outside, chasing it and barely keeping their head above water. Busy doing what? Because it's in the book. No. Redefining success. I think that's a good way to go into this new era. Mm. Redefining success. What does that look like for ourselves?
Because all of a sudden, you know, and especially like what we see here in LA and in Hollywood, the $35,000 purse on your arm and driving the big car, those things seem a little different now. What else is important?
Absolutely.
Dr. Faith Brown, I thank you so very much. I always enjoy talking with you. And you know, the we take the tough topic and make it just a normal way to speak about it. And I think the more that we talk about mental health and the more we're aware of it, and the solutions. I mean, there are tons of places to call if you need help. The suicide hotline is one of the number one places if you're feeling it and such. And about getting a therapist, anything that you would suggest? I know there are places you can call and.
Absolutely. You can always go to Psychology Today to take a look at, you know, to find a psychologist near you, as well as there are various organizations. If you happen to be a person of color, there is clinicians of color.org. You can go to find a psychologist near you. All you do is put in your zip code and we'll see, you know, across the country.
Do you think that's important to have, if you're a person of color, to have a psychologist of color?
I think it's important to have a psychologist who specializes in multiculturalism. So if there is someone who understands culture, we're good. Not everyone understands culture.
Culture, because there are culture. Differences. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You should absolutely have someone who is familiar with your culture.
Listen, Mother's Day is coming up and a lot of people are going to be triggered.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Seriously, do you have to deal with that?
I don't. I don't. Fortunately, listen, if I could go see my mom, I absolutely would. I've already sent cards and other things are on the way to her. She is, because of her, I am, and I love her to bits, but a lot of people will be triggered, both, you know, they will be triggered in a lot of ways. It's going to take a lot of forms, and all I can advise on that is to breathe, because if you're fortunate enough to have mom still here, I don't care how difficult that is. She is the one that gave you life. So if there isn't, for no other reason than gratitude, for the air that you breathe to breathe today. And again, control, because you can always dismiss yourself from that situation. You do not have to stay in a situation that's uncomfortable. We do not have to take up residence in toxic relationships. We do not, you know, but we can have an appreciation for the moment.
So you can still reach out, send a card, but you don't have to get all wrapped up into
it. No, you don't.
That's particularly gonna trigger other things, you know?
It absolutely will. And we don't, again, control yourself. We don't need to place ourselves in spaces and places, right? That's not going to serve us well. We just don't have to do that.
No matter who it is.
No matter who it is. No, absolutely not. Boundaries are so important. Boundary setting is so important.
Because some people feel like, well, this is my family member. I'm supposed to get beat up by them. And they put up with this miserable, hateful behavior. And
this is just how they are. This is just how they are, right?
And that's not good enough.
No, and because they're going to go on about their day and you're going to be left holding this emotional bag. So no is no. And some people will say, well, I don't like confrontation. And you like stewing in the emotional, stew that you're in right now? Absolutely not. People do not get to drop their garbage off at your door as if you are the garbage receptacle. Absolutely not. Draw boundaries in the sand. We're responsible. And pardon me, this psychologist is going to go there. You're responsible for how much hell you allow in your private space and how much you make stay on the other side of that door. Absolutely not. Boundaries are so important. Turn the phones off. If you can't resist, responding to text and having to answer the phone, turn them off.
Block them. Block.
Yeah,
I'll block you in a minute.
Right, absolutely. absolutely. We can do this. Just have agency. Just make sure that you this is something you want to do. Do it. Whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Do it.
And set your own boundaries. And that is definitely helping perpetuate better mental health. Mental health awareness month, y'all. Go do something for your mental health or help somebody.
Oh.
Yes, Dr. Faith.
Guess what? Also masturbation month.
What?
I didn't know such thing existed. Like, really? Oh, well, we were just talking about that. So there you go.
Really?
There's a little nugget for you.
That'll help your mental health in a whole bunch of ways. Masturbation month.
Yes.
And mental health awareness month. You can't beat it. There's a connection. There's a connection.
M&M, M squared. Yeah.
That and a lot more coming up on Rolanda on Demand. That was a perfect commercial. Thank you so much, honey. I appreciate you. Appreciate you. Keep your head together.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Rolanda on Demand. That was quite a conversation with Dr. Faith Brown. I really enjoyed it. And who knew that it was National Masturbation Month as well as National Mental Health Awareness Month. Put both of those things to good use this week. That's what I suggest. In the meantime, thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review, and please tell a whole bunch of friends. And go and look at some of my archived shows. There's some really good stuff back there that I think will give you great value. Go and check it out. Download a bunch of them. Like I said, that's like our rating. So download, and then go and listen at your leisure. Thank you again for listening. Thank you. Love your support. Follow me every day of the week at Rolanda Watts in social media. I'm also in Clubhouse with two clubs, Reinvention Retreat and The Joys of Voice Acting. Join me over there every week. Thank you so much again. And now go out there and do something good. Stay safe, but do something good.
Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
In my story where I did do it one time to a guy, it's because he looked like Morris Chestnut.
Ooh.
But he was dumb as doornails.
But I think we've all done the L-O.
Amy, my angel, I'm going to tell your mother on you.
Yeah, but if my mom saw him, Yvette, she'd be proud of me too.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.